Hopefully you are tuning in just the nick of time, because this is a pivotal tournament in the Bassmaster Elite Series Fantasy Fishing season for the anglers, for the fantasy players, and a whole lot more. Don't let this ruin your fishing season, because there are going to be so many players that are going to miss getting the lineups on this short turnaround with this 2 days of practice, having a championship Monday on the Harris Chain, and it being a tricky tournament where you could easily put in a bad lineup. This could make or break your fantasy fishing season. Don't be a player that misses out. So watch this quick video and get your lineups in right now, because otherwise you're going to forget. And that's the perk of being a subscriber on this channel, is you're not going to forget your lineup for the St. John's River. Congratulations to John Garrett. Great win. I think if you've been paying attention, that's back-to-back winners picked in my fantasy lineup. Wire-to-wire winners. So Hamner and Garrett. Let's see if we can get another one here at the St. John's River. But let's first talk about who did what in the last event. I'm doing all right. You know, didn't have a huge event, but with the winner and the bonus points, did move up a few more hundred spots in the rankings here. So feeling pretty good about that. The season is on track. In the Beat Hellebass group, A.E. Ralph took down the Harris Chain. Congratulations. I need to get in touch with you to get your chattyboys.com prize out. And then R. Lincoln took the dub in the Drain the Lake. Congratulations. Awesome job. Quick shout out to the winners. They're going to get some prizes and some gift cards that, hey, they could be able to use in this chattyboys.com Minn Kota closeout and spring clearance sale. Check this out. They got a bunch of deals from like 25 to 50% off on Minn Kota chargers, trolling motors, some Lowrance graphs, a bunch of other stuff for your boats and kayaks and things like that. Definitely check a link down in the description and the pinned comment and check this out. And you can use code HBFREE to save free shipping on these deals. Special thanks for Chatty Boys supporting Fantasy Fishing and this channel. Because we are in a rush this week, we're not going to do any kind of full lake breakdown with Omnia, but you know the deal. If you want to get hooked up, there's a link down in the description, and the Premium Pro is still a great deal. One thing I want to know, if you guys are going to join the Beat Hellebass group and the goals that have joined, and kind of, we're out the midway season. Should I shut down the league and not allow any new anglers in, or should I keep it open all season? Let me know down in the comments below. The St. John's River, with 2 days of practice, it's over 200 miles long. It's a tidal river. Will this lend itself to be better to pick veterans that have, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9 trips to the St. John's over the years, or the rookies that probably did a lot of pre-practice right before the cutoff? Now, there's a lot of experience for a lot of these anglers on the St. John's River, but not much in April or non-spawn tournaments. And could there be a few lingering spawning fish? Sure. Not sure how much that'll play. But we're going to get right into the picks this week. I made all my picks before the percentages came out. You definitely got a couple of Florida locals in Bucket E. John Cruz, a former winner who's having a really tough season. Rick Klun fishing his 500th tournament where he's won twice. But does he really have another one in the tank? He did have a decent tournament and made the cut at the Harris Chain. Not sure if Bob Downey's back from his wife having a baby, so I'd be careful about picking that because I don't think he was at the Harris Chain. You know, offshore, the St. John's River does have an offshore aspect, so Buddy Gross could be good. You know, this could set up for a junk fisherman like Gerald Swindle. I'm not sure Scott Martin's track record on the St. John's River, but Cliff Prince is from Palatka, the Prince of Palatka. You know, he's always had some pretty good tournaments in the spring. He's been a solid pick in the past. He's had a few mechanical problems and some other tournaments weren't great. But now that it's in April, where he'd be able to leverage more of his offshore river experience, I think he's even a better hometown pick. I know the hometown picks, Lee Livesey, Jason Christie, things like that, have not worked out so well in fantasy fishing. But I am going to do it again, and I'm going to pick Cliff Prince in Bucket E. Bucket D, you know, anglers not having the greatest season, not having the worst season, kind of up and down. Mark Menendez is interesting. He's had like an every other thing where he goes from like a top 10 to like a 60th place finish. Last year he was in the 60s. The year before that he was like fifth. Then he was in the 60s again. The last time before that he was like, third. So he's had some really good tournaments. And if you're going on that pattern, this could be another upswing positive tournament on the St. John's River for Mark Menendez. There's a few other interesting picks. You know, Brandon Cobb, that should set up for his style of fishing to some degree. But Brandon Polnick in his last four events has had all like 20 to 30th place, top 50 cash check cashing events on St. John's River. Now, Florida's not always his friend, but it seems like he's figured out a little something in the St. John's River. So I think I'm going to take Brandon Polnick in Bucket D. I can see, you know, we've seen a lot of these anglers have success here. Livesey in his rookie season had some amazing like dock catches that were amazing catches. Hackney flipping cypress trees, doing well in the St. John's River. Drew Cook, Drew Benton, both sight fishermen, both looking to rebound here if there is some late betters. Welcher, you know, he had that top 10 his rookie season where he caught like a 10 pounder. Brian New has won a tournament here and at 22nd in another one. You know, Kennedy, always up and down, but I'm going to go John Cox. He is taking all the percentage here, but he does have a lot of experience. Now, a lot of that experience is like 2 hours from where they are taking off in the St. John's River. We'll see. And maybe the tin boat could be a curse with only 2 days of practice and not be able to run around as much in the tournament. So this could be a high risk, high reward going with the high owner percentage, but I am going to roll the dice here in bucket C and go with John Cox. Could be we have a former winner, Paul Mueller, but his other events haven't been that great. You know, KG Queen coming off a good event on the Harris Chain. Can he keep that momentum, keep that same kind of style of fishing? Matt Airy has pretty consistent tournaments here on the St. John's River over the years. He could be a really good pick if you're looking for a little bit lower percentage. I was kind of flipping back and forth between Lester and Airy without seeing the percentages. I kind of went with Lester based on the momentum off the Harris Chain and him going into this event, having a really, you know, rock solid track record on the St. John's River, even though at a different time of year. So hopefully Lester gets his Elite Series and back on the rails here. And then finally, Bucket A, and Jordan Lee is having a great season, continues to have a bunch of high finishes, a lot of top 10s. Both the Johnsons have had good tournaments here. Corey Johnson probably has a better track record on this. So if you're looking for somebody a little sneakier, now a lot of those tournaments have been during the spawn, but in general, even though they're smallmouth specialists, the Johnsons come from a part of Canada where there's a lot of like heavy grass, largemouth fishing. So they seem to adapt well in Florida and have good tournaments. So Corey Johnson could be good here. Kyle Patrick, having a good season, likes to fish shallow. I know he did his homework on the St. John's River. I have touted many times that, I'm going to ride this Patrick Waldershain. Now, he had a 60th place finish on Harris Chain, which kind of hurt his AOI chances a little bit, a little speed bump there. But I'm going to stick with him. He's got a really good track record here at the St. John's River. And I think he's not the type of angler who's going to have two rough tournaments in a row. Let's hop over to Drain the Lake. Now, I'm going to take Cox here. I'm going to take Drew Cook. We will take Prince. John Cruz. Mark Menendez. I'm going to roll the dice on Kennedy this week. Go big or go home. Schmidt has a really great track record on grass fisheries and tidal fisheries, so we'll try that, see if he can pop a win this week, which is oh so important in Drain the Lake. For some reason, I'm going with Wes Logan. So my lineup for Drain the Lake, St. John's River, John Cox, Drew Cook, Cliff Prince, John Cruz, Mark Menendez, Steve Kennedy, Brian Schmidt, and Wes Logan in a tiebreaker of about 78 pounds. So I don't think it's going to take quite 20 pounds a day. I think we'll see some big bags, some tougher days, more of an up and down